This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A speech by a far-right Israeli politician is canceled inside as cops clash with protesters outside a synagogue in Crown Heights. This was the same site of violence last week. Our Glenn Shuck is there and joins us live with the story.
And Sunday morning's protest outside a synagogue in Ocean Parkway, where Israeli Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir was supposed to be speaking, ended up being canceled. Instead, pro-Palestinian protesters clashing with the NYPD. Now, separately, Mayor Eric Adams is saying that cops are investigating what he is calling despicable actions by pro-Israeli protesters on Eastern Parkway Thursday night, where Ben-Gvir was speaking. It sounded a little bit like this outside on the street. Now, in a post on social media last night, Mayor Adams saying that during that, two women who were anti-Israeli protesters were harassed, assaulted, and one of them were injured. And the mayor saying it won't be allowed or stood for. He says there's no hate on either side allowed. And again, he's calling for the NYPD to make further arrests. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Crown Heights.
Still plenty of questions about what happened Sunday in Astoria that ended with an off-duty cop being shot in the leg. This was around 6:30 in the morning on 43rd Avenue when two guys in one car apparently pulled up beside another, boxing it into a parking space. That driver then hit the gas, crashed into a parked car, and sped away on the sidewalk. This went on for about a mile before the driver pulled over. Police say it is not clear when the shots were fired. So far, no arrests. NYPD statistics show that despite a slight rise this month, subway crime is still down compared to the same period last year. Still, says retired sergeant and John Jay College professor Joseph Giacalone.
The issue that comes down to is you can never be everywhere all the time, but you have to try to, because the perception that the subway is bad is pretty strong, I believe, with most New Yorkers.
At the same time,
unfortunately, what you're doing is you end up tiring out your police force. And we're coming into the season where we have all these details and parades and festivals and everything else that goes on. And the NYPD is going to be really stretched thin. And that's something that I would be concerned about.
He says the fact that there's a recruitment crisis doesn't help. New York Congressman Dan Goldman introducing a bill called the Prosper Act. Its goal?
This bill, if passed, would recognize the benefits and advantages and successes of small gun violence intervention and prevention programs that actually make the public safer.
Goldman also telling 1010 Winds it would keep them funded.
The grants that would be included in my Prosper Act would go directly to these community-based organizations that have shown success in reducing gun violence.
Goldman to be joined today in Lower Manhattan by representatives from these groups to detail his bill. The NYPD on the hunt for the group of armed thieves who held up a deli in Bed-Stuy while pretending to be cops.
They even wore jackets with police logos. But the NYPD says the men who robbed a convenience store on Marcus Garvey Boulevard were nothing but imposters. Shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, the police say the four thieves went into the store and tied up three employees, and then they fled with a bag of items. Lawrence Harrison lives across the street and finds it all hard to accept.
Everything's bad. Everything, years ago, 30 years ago, it was nice. It wasn't no guns.
The police believe the suspects are armed. They fled in a gray Honda Odyssey. None of the employees was injured. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Right across the street from a playground, a fatal stabbing in Bushwick. That was Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, across from Fermi Playground on Troutman Street, where 43-year-old Nelson Reyes is accused of killing a 52-year-old man. The locals say that's a known drinking spot where both men were known to get drunk. Exactly what happened is still not clear. Cops looking for the suspect in a double stabbing in the East Village. That was around 3:40 Sunday morning on St. Mark's Place and Avenue A. Two men, a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old, both stabbed in the back following some kind of argument. Both are stable. Anyone with information asked to call 800-577-TIPS. A call for lawmakers up in Albany to support the Super Speeders Bill that would require speed limiters to be placed in cars belonging to chronic speeders. Elizabeth Adams is with Transportation Alternatives, which supports the move.
We're talking about people who are getting hundreds of speeding tickets each year and not paying thousands of dollars in fines. The number one top super speeder in New York City last year received more than 560 school zone speed camera tickets.
Stats show that just 1.5% of drivers in New York State cause 21% of pedestrian deaths. A rally in support of the bill takes place this morning at City Hall Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.